Greetings. Jesus Christ and the Apostle Paul dealt with a variety of people and their attitudes, some of which were foolish, conceited, and baiting, B-A-I-T-I-N-G. How did Christ and Paul handle foolish questions and statements, and how should we? Today's message is entitled, Answering a Fool. Please turn to Proverbs 26, verses 4 and 5. Proverbs 26, verses 4 and 5. A pair of scriptures on this subject that seem to contradict. Verse 4 seems to contradict verse 5. Proverbs 26, 4. Do not answer a fool according to his folly, lest you also be like him. Verse 5. Answer a fool according to his folly, lest he be wise in his own eyes. These two verses, 4 and 5, contain a seeming contradiction. They might be pointed to by someone who wishes to show the Bible contradicts itself and therefore is not inspired. Two questions here are, first, whether there is a contradiction, and second, whether we should answer a fool or not. First question, contradiction. We need to realize that the Bible does not contradict itself. Two scriptures. God's word is truth, as Christ said in John 17, verse 7. Sanctify them by your truth. Your word is truth. John 17, 17. This is a strong statement of Jesus' confidence in the truth of Scripture. Also, Christ said in John 10:35, the Scripture cannot be broken. John 10:35. Jesus' response made the truth of his argument rest on the absolute trustworthiness of Scripture. Second question, whether to answer. These two Proverbs, 26, 4, and 5, are not contradictory. They complement each other. The last part of each proverb shows each of the two sets of circumstances or scenarios under which each is to be used. Scenario A, 26, verse 4, Proverbs 26, 4, tells us not to answer a fool according to his folly, lest we be like him. Lest we be like him. In this situation, to answer the fool's specific statement or question, you would be descending to his level and end up in a pointless argument. A pointless argument. First of three examples of this is given in Luke 20, verses 1 through 8, where the Pharisees asked Christ, tell us, by what authority are you doing these things? Or who is he who gave you this authority? The Pharisees were not seeking to learn anything. They were argumentative. To avoid being like the fools they were, Christ did not answer their question. He asked them a question that they could not answer without condemning themselves. Since the Pharisees couldn't answer his question, the discussion was dropped. A second example is the classic debate question. How many angels can dance on the head of a pin? A foolish, fruitless argument. As an aside, to share with you a good answer was given years ago by a dear friend, Paul Anderson. Do you know what the answer was and why? Answer is none or zero, because God's angels are so busy doing His work that they don't have time to waste dancing on the head of a pin. And third, we need to consider where the questioner is coming from and his attitude. Like Billy asking his mother where he came from. After a long answer, all about the birds and the bees, he was asked why he asked. Billy replied, "Johnny said he came from Oregon." We need to consider the context or attitude of the questioner, where they're coming from. That addresses verse 4. Now, verse 5, scenario B. Proverbs 26, verse 5 tells us that under another set of circumstances, we answer a fool according to his folly, lest he be wise in his own eyes. Lest he be wise in his own eyes. There are selective times we must answer the fool according to his folly by a foolish answer which exposes how ridiculous his statement, claim, or question is, or he will be wise in his own conceit. The first of two examples is well illustrated by the Apostle Paul in 2 Corinthians 11:23. Certain men at Corinth claimed to be true apostles of Christ, but they were false apostles, as noted in 2 Corinthians 11:13. For Paul to have remained silent at the time would have given tacit approval to these men who were leading the church astray. They would have appeared wise in their own conceit, damaging the church. Therefore, Paul said in 2 Corinthians 11:23, "Are they ministers of Christ? I speak as a fool. I am more, in labors more abundant, in stripes above measure, in prisons more frequent, in deaths oft." These men had been boasting of their qualifications, and in this epistle, Paul was exposing these men for what they were. Paul answered these foolish, false apostles' claims so they would not appear wise to others in the church and damage the church. Second example is found in Job 2, verses 9 and 10. Then Job's wife said to him, "Do you still hold fast to your integrity? Curse God and die." Job answers in verse 10, "You speak as one of the foolish women speaks. Shall we indeed accept good from God, and shall we not accept adversity?" In all this, Job did not sin with his lips. In this case, the folly was answered with reproof, exposing it in the manner deserved. In conclusion, these scriptures, Proverbs 26, 4 and 5, do not contradict, but taken together, they explain two different methods of handling the questions and statements of foolish people. In the first case, lest you also be like him, we want to avoid a pointless argument, wasting fruitless time and energy on foolishness, responding approvingly by like folly. In the second case, lest he be wise, there is a time when we cannot give tacit approval, a selective time to stand up and not close our eyes to damage. We need wisdom to know just when and how to apply these principles, and wisdom comes from God. Finally, a good reminder for all of us in James 1, verse 5. If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all liberally and without reproach, and it will be given to him.